Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for your daily Bible verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Five Truths to Know About Psalm 119, written by Debbie McDaniel and read by Kelly Jane McLean. Here's today's Bible verse. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. Psalm 119:32. All too often, maybe simply because of its length, we read through Psalm 119 too quickly, or we skip forward to something else, or just read a verse here or there, but possibly never look at the entire chapter as a whole, or think about who wrote it, and what the real point of it even is. And looking deeper, we can discover so much wisdom, hidden gems that reveal the richness of our God coming to life through its words. Here are five truths to know about Psalm 119. Number one, Psalm 119 is actually written as an acrostic poem. The verses of each stanza each begin with a letter from the Hebrew alphabet, such as Aleph, Beth, Gimel, and so on. This is only noticeable in looking back at the original text. There are 22 stanzas or sections equal to 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet with 8 verses each and a total of 176 verses. Number two, the author of Psalm 119 is unknown, but some have suggested it may have been Ezra the priest, written at the time that the temple had been rebuilt. Though the life of Ezra may not be the most well known in the Bible, he was extremely important and greatly used by God at a time in history when the Israelites desperately needed a faithful, strong leader. Ezra lived his days out of a deep, personal commitment to God, not simply seeking his own personal gain. He was given much responsibility to lead, sent by the king Artaxerxes to set up a program of religious education for the people. His life proved faithful to study, follow, and teach God's word, and his godly example is still very relevant for our lives today. Others have suggested that Psalm 119 may have been written by David or possibly Daniel. The author is certainly one who experienced a great affliction in life, since persecution of those who hold fast to the word of God is a theme carried throughout. Number three, almost every verse of Psalm 119 mentions God's word in some way. It may be written as his word, ways, statutes, decrees, law, precepts, commands, or promise, but it's in some way mentioned through most of all the verses. Number four, just as Psalm 119 is the longest chapter of the Bible, two psalms just before, Psalm 117, is the shortest chapter of all. There has been much discussion throughout history of whether Psalm 117 or 118 is the center chapter of the entire Bible. Some have said it's divided as such, 594 chapters up to Psalm 117 and 594 chapters from Psalm 119 on, with chapter 118 being the center, and a total of 1,189 chapters in the entire Bible. Those that hold to this also believe that Psalm 118, verse 8, is the center verse of the Bible. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Others have said that Psalm 117 seems to be the center point with these two verses. Praise the Lord, all nations, laud him, all peoples, for his loving kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord is everlasting. Praise the Lord. Either way, it's interesting to note that depending on translation, 594 plus 594 equals 1,188. It all points to the truth that God is a God of order and precision. This entire section of God's word is sovereignly placed at a significant and pivotal point in the Bible, and we would be wise to study it carefully. Number five, the overall message of Psalm 119 focuses on the truth of God's word. It encourages through every generation to stay close and focus on his word no matter what swirls around us in this world. Living in the freedom and knowledge of God's ways, obeying his law above all else, and keeping in step with his commandments is the only way to truly live wise, strong lives. God's word is powerful, living, and active. It never changes because he never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His words are breathed straight from his heart to us, a love letter for life, not simply an old-fashioned, outdated book with no relevance for today. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Psalm 119 reminds us that God's very character is reflected through his word. He is righteous, he is faithful, he is unchanging, he is true. The opening two verses remind us that we are blessed as we walk in his truth and seek him with our whole heart.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.